late for a Friday Eve.
Friday, I'm off Monday, so I get a 3-day weekend. I'm good. I'm looking forward to that. So the rumor is, I haven't heard anything official. I know it's an issue, but I don't know if it's what it's got to shut down. But just the chips, you know, don't have enough to build, so we're going to shut down for a day. So we went from, like, the original rumor was a month, and then it was a couple weeks. And then by the time it was all over with, it was a day. So I guess they're hoping that'll be enough to get some more in. And then, because B-Shift's already offered a Super Bowl night. So that gives 2 days of production that we're not running. So that'll let us get a little bit of hit or whatnot. So we'll see.
Related, that might happen because that's what all the others were doing.
Now, the other plant's running. I was surprised by that, but I mean, you wouldn't make more money off of those. So I can kind of understand, take the other car that don't make as much money and sacrifice it for the one that you make the most on.
And when Ford stops production on the F-150 and on their electric car, the two biggest sellers they have.
I've done a lot of investment to try to get chips, even partnering with different companies and stuff to try to get some more.
Blow off the idea of all these computers.
All of our self-driving and everything else. And need chips to run all that.
See the self-driving Tesla hit the police car on the side of the road doing 70 miles an hour while the guy was watching a video.
See that one.
A couple police cars stopped on the side, and I guess you know how the one in the rear is hanging out in the lane a little bit, and the police officer is standing there, and all of a sudden, his police car just takes off, and the Tesla hit it, and the car almost ran over the police officers and ran down the embankment and everything, and the guy was on autopilot at 70 watching the video.
I mean, I know they use a lot of different technologies and stuff, but it's hard for me to imagine I know it could, but I don't think we're ready for self-driving cars. I don't think the roads and other cars are there yet.
I just don't see it as a feasible option anytime soon at all.
Automated machinery, and there's too much stuff that can happen.
The goal was to have so much, you know, the cars and everything talk to each other, and that would improve things. So, you know, it can tell where everything else is at. But since we're far from being there, I think just the car by itself trying to drive itself, I've been in a car. It's got not the lane assist, but it'll kind of drive itself for a little bit. And every time you get to an exit ramp, man, it just about veer off and take you off the road.
I guess I'm old school, and I said, not going to happen for me, not going to a self-driving car.
Until that's all I can get. Well, gentlemen, I need to get on in here. I got to get ready for the 6 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to say 7:30 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and maybe we'll holler at you this evening or maybe tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
I should be around when you get off work. So, give me a shout, KO4HX.
You have a good one, KN4GFW. Man, how about I got my taxes back already?
Wow, that was quick. Mine done until the 25th.
People work, and we just went, Susan took it all and turned it all in, and then I was getting off of work, and I swung by there and signed, and they filed it. They could already get the bank. I couldn't believe it.
There's people from last year still haven't got theirs.
The problem is they filed a paper one, and well, you know, they're all working from home, and you can't take a paper one home and work on it, so they're just, you know, dead in the water on that one. Now, on the other hand, you know, with the government, I still don't have my free test kits.
another 6 or 8 months down the road before you got them.
My old neighbor got theirs. Geez, they got theirs a week and a half ago.
Went home yesterday. He tested positive. They come to work because he was sick last week, and making him come to work, and then they test him yesterday, and then send him home, and now they're trying to figure out how to get him back. They're so short-handed.
Positive when he was sick, but he tested now.
Yeah.
Come back, whoever's going to get it's already got it, and he probably ain't contagious anymore.
Nah, he feels fine now. It hit him just like it did me. I was down for about 2 days, and, you know, it just took a while to get your stamina back up.
Came back, wanted to come back Tuesday, but he took off early yesterday, and I think he, you know, it took me a month to get back to 100%, because you just do a couple of little things, and then you're just wiped out, and I think he came back a little early.
Handed now, they're just begging for anything. They sent him home yesterday and told him, or it was either yesterday or Tuesday, and told him it was going to be 10 days before he could come back to work. He didn't even make it out of the parking lot, and they were trying to figure out how to get him back.
It's, I think it's 5 days from when you first had symptoms, and then you had to wear a mask for another 5 days.
Much working 7 days a week for the last couple of months because they're so short-handed. They sent him home and told him it'd be 10 days unless he had a negative test. He said, I'll see you in 10 days.
Boy, I bet they love that.
He said his boss man's called him or texted him every day trying to figure out how to get him back because they don't have any crew leads. He's the only crew lead, the shift supervisor they got. So they've been working him around the clock, just about it. All he wants to work, he can work.
They sent him home. He didn't do it on his own, right?
That's it. He said, I'm going to take me a 10-day vacation.
On that, I saw on the news this morning, Dollywood must be struggling for help because they were advertising. It didn't matter if you were full-time, seasonal, part-time, or whatever it was. They were giving you free tuition and books to school.
What is going on with the workforce in this country? There's no one explanation that I can find of why everybody's so short-handed.
Can't figure it out. I mean, you got all these companies moving in and everything, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to create this many jobs. It's like, dang, you ain't even got enough people to fill the jobs yet. And they were trying to say that last year, 79,000 South Carolinians quit the workforce. But, man, I just struggle to believe it.
Transylvania County, where I live, has got the lowest unemployment rate in decades, and I'm like, well, why can't we get anything? Where are they working at? Restaurants can't get any help. Convenience stores can't get any help. They're all shutting down early, not, you know, limited hours. The stores are empty. I mean, where are they working at?
He is in, you know, part-time at restaurants or anything like that. They're just, I mean, it's just unbelievable how many jobs that there are.
Some fiberglass or something yesterday, and it has tore my face up.
That it?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know on the way home yesterday afternoon or evening, I guess I got it in my hands, and before I realized it, I touched my face. And man alive, I feel like my face is on fire this morning.
Your new antenna?
Now. No, not the beam. I didn't pick it up yesterday. I'm going to come back down Saturday and get it. It's still in big sections, so it'll be easier to pick up either in the excursion or the pickup truck. And I got a section of tower I'm going to pick up also.
You need some kind of hinge joint to break it over on a 90 degree, and then you can use it for single sideband and regular 2 meter.
Figure out something. I don't know what yet, but we'll figure out something.
From Mike or Tim or Ed?
Nothing from any of them.
You know, life changes and then it just totally messes up your routine, doesn't it?
How about that yesterday? You know, Dad's been on here for years this time of day, and all of a sudden all of them are gone at one time. So I don't know. It's just funny how that happens.
Order. It was a couple of days ago. I was trying to order some, I guess it's like a preservative that goes in an eyewash tank, a portable eyewash tank, you know, to keep the water fresh and everything. You got to put it in like every 3 months. And I went to order some from a regular place, and it said it would deliver in September.
No rush on that.
Ridiculous. With the lack of a workforce and that, you only make what you have orders for, I guess.
After that, I mean, you order it and then you wait to get it. So, people will start warehousing stuff again.
Yeah. Traffic on the southbound side for some reason.
Never know, they could be part of that convoy. We're just sitting out there blocking everything up.
States are scrambling to get rid of their mask mandates, hoping, I guess, that they're not tied up in it.
Video yesterday giving the list of routes and times and everything that they'd be gathering up, meeting, and getting organized. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's talking about the 1st of March, March 4th, I believe it was, everything's starting to come together.
Order now and get your supplies in, because, man, it lasts a couple of weeks or something like it is up in Canada, it's going to be really bad.
Definitely going to be interesting, that's for sure, if it does come to fruition.
But you were really light. Try again.
Appreciate it.
Got a background static on there. I'd barely pull you out.
Appreciate it.
Can't hear. My side swipe by 18 wheeling.
My day's probably getting sleepy. KO4 HKX.
Yeah, Susan got run off the road yesterday late on Wadehampton Boulevard. She got run all the way into the median. Susan's down on the horn, and the people, four women, yin-yanging in the car, never even acknowledged.
Be surprised at how often I see problems like that out on Wadehampton.
People don't have their mirrors adjusted right. You know what I mean? If you're behind them and you can see the driver's face in the side view mirror, they definitely don't have it adjusted right.
Laying down in the seat, it's hard to make any call anyway.
I see over their hand holding it in the middle of the steering wheel, and I guess they're looking under the steering wheel. Hey, hell, you can't even do it in this car.
One come into the dealership, and they were complaining about the way the car drove and the clutch pedal. It was a Mustang. I got in the car and he was practically laying in the back seat. Your head was laying in the back seat. And you know, it's a little short guy, shorter than I am. And I had a hard time reaching the pedals. I'm like, well, first thing you're going to have to do is learn to set up in here where you can drive the car. And until then, I don't want to hear about it. I took it out and drove it, set the seat where it needed to be, and the car ran and drove fine to me. And he did get a little hot about that one.
Eight so far back, either the side post is in the way or you're looking out the back window when you're looking sideways.
One thing, if you're tall enough to do that, but I'm 5'8", 5'9", I'm not a tall person. And if you're shorter than I am and I can't reach your pedals to drive the car, you got a problem. You can't drive with your tippy toes.
Planes when they get in my, like in my truck or in my car and that, because the seat's too straight up.
I like just a touch of recline to mine, but I still like to be straight up, you know, just not like a 2x4 straight.
I'm maybe one notch off of vertical.
Here, that's me. This tool truck, there ain't no chance of you laying down. As short as I am, the seat's all the way back. It's against the wall.
How many truck drivers I see come in and the seat's so low they can barely look out the side window. I don't know how you can see anything out of the front. I like mine a lot higher than that.
And then you get these cars with that slanted windshield that get the aerodynamics. They're so laid back. You can't sit up straight in the car. Your head hits the windshield frame going around.
You got a report today for jury duty at like 12:45.
A report for work?
A report yesterday at, I think, 10:30. She had to be there, and then you go in the courtroom, and I guess the lawyers, you know, pick who they want, and then the rest go home, and then you got to call back the next day. So, I mean, she didn't get picked yesterday, came back home about noon, and now she's got to go back today, and maybe she'll get picked today.
Drive me nuts. I'd be hot under the collar and wasting all this time doing so. I don't mind doing my civic duty, but don't waste my time doing it.
The way she works, you know, the schedule's already made out. It ain't like she could go to work till noon and then go down there or, you know, do something, because it's every day is different. And it's like yesterday she got there and you go up to the courtroom and they call your name, they call your number and you stand up and say your name and where you work and if you're married and if you are, where does your husband work and that. And then you sit back down and then they go through and pick.
Contest going on this weekend again?
You can see what's going on. I know last weekend there was a couple of states had contests, but I'll look when I get to work and see what's up.
Drew sent me a picture of his radio last night. He said he couldn't do nothing on E-band. He said, oh yeah, he was just blanking it out completely. And I looked at his radio, the scope is just orange. It wasn't even, you know, yellow or anything like that. It's just flat orange all the way across.
I'm glad I don't have a scope on mine.
Sometimes it's nice and sometimes it's not. I mean, it's a useful tool when you learn how to use it right.
You know, you could see, you know, somebody calling CQ and then waiting a little bit. And, you know, you can scroll right past them and never hear them. That's the thing with mine, without a waterfall, you kind of got to scroll slow.
And add waterfall to yours if you wanted to.
Get a cable, hook it up to the computer, and stuff like that. But I like it just the way it is.
And out here this morning.
One of my daughter-in-laws used to do it. They hook up a camera on your car and you just ride through parking lots and ride around and it just reads license plates. And then if it gets a hit on one, then you just call it in and they come pick it up.
Little snatch truck over here from Denver, North Carolina. It's not a tow truck, it's a snatch truck. So I know that's what he's out doing.
Oops.
Only has the wheel lift boom on it and nothing else. and it's all automated from in the cab. He don't even have to get out of the truck to hook it up and get away. As long as he can get to it, he can just back up to it, pick it up and go, and then tie it down when he gets down the road to a safe location.
He's there a minute or two, right?
Ain't even there that long. I mean, less than 30 seconds, they can have your car up and gone if you ain't careful. Hold the boom back under the car, set the arms, pick it up, and gone.
From what, the back or the front or what?
Depends on if it's a front-wheel drive car or not.
If I lock up the back brakes, you'd be dragging them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they don't care. They'll drag it to a safe location, then throw it on dollies, and off they go. They need to get this day started. KO4HKX.
Radios?
No. Why?
It's changed.
I cut the truck off. This morning says nobody here yet. Other than somebody to unlock the gate, but the guys I deal with aren't here.
Gate now.
How I got here early. I didn't do anything any different this morning. Just worked out that way.
Oh, well, in the 60s today, so that'll be nice.
Yesterday, too. I mean, I can take days like that.
How cool when I was walking the dog out in that ball field. You just don't realize when it's flat, how much the wind blows.
Something like that, it don't take much.
Go for now, and I hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe out there, and I'll probably try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TSW.
Again, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.